Welcome to Sincerely Sarah, a space where we'll talk life lessons and figuring it out as we go. Think of this as a heart-to-heart between friends, where no topic is off limits and you always leave feeling a little bit more seen. So, what's next? If you're here, you're probably wondering the answer to this question. And I'm going to be honest, I don't really know the answer. Honestly, if I had a dollar for any time somebody's asked me that since NAMM Nationals, I would be set for life. But honestly, I don't know. I've been trying to figure it out myself, and I just don't know yet. So, welcome to Sincerely Sarah, the space where we can all figure it out together. There is truly so much for us to talk about. We'll get into what's happening in the pageant world, at least with me. What's next? What is Sincerely Sarah? What are we doing here? We will talk about all of that in that first episode, but I want to start off with an introduction. You're probably coming from my Instagram and on my cryptic Taylor Swift style post, but if you don't know me, hi, I'm Sarah. I am a small town girl from Alabama, and last May I achieved my wildest dreams when I won the title of National American Miss Alabama. It turned into a literal nightmare there for a little while. I'm very happy to say that it did not stay that way for long, but there for a while it was really tough. I experienced a lot of cyberbullying, a lot of harassment, literally receiving like death threats and telling me I need to kill myself to my DMs. TMZ was calling. Absolutely insane to achieve your wildest dream and it just turned so out of control. But that doesn't define me, and I know it doesn't, but it has really affected my life for the last year. And it's caused me to go from being somebody that was like so vulnerable on social media to being somebody that has been so closed off and doesn't want to share too much, because anytime I did share a little bit more than I thought I should, it got turned into a Daily Mail article or 1822 News was writing about it. One day I'll figure out their burner accounts and blog them there too, but that's besides the point. But I stopped sharing on social media and it was something that I really enjoyed doing. So Sincerely Sarah is going to be our place. It's going to be the place that I share some of the things that I had to go through and what I learned from that. The place that I share what's next, what has happened, the past. It's basically going to be a love letter from me to you. A reminder that no matter what you're feeling, you're not alone. That your feelings are valid, that life is messy and it's weird, but it's also beautiful. And that at the end of the day, we're all just figuring it out as we go. This isn't just my story, but now it can be ours. This is a place where we can talk life and the highs and the lows and the what am I even doing moments. I just wanted a space where I could be real and in turn you could be real. No pressure, no pretending, just me and you and wherever you're listening to this podcast at. So Sincerely Sarah is going to be a little bit more than a podcast, but almost like a personal brand for myself. I also want to continue to turn Instagram into a digital diary for myself. What a lot of people don't know is a year before I won the title of NAMM Miss Alabama, I actually deleted my personal account and I created a new one, which is the account that I have now, that is now the Sincerely Sarah account, because I just wanted a space that I could like turn Instagram into my digital diary. I could share whatever I want without this like societal pressure of people I went to high school with that I haven't spoken to since 2018 that I could share without fear of them judging me. And honestly, I'm at the point now that I really don't care who judges me. My life's been put out there for everybody to see. So I'm definitely at a point now I just really don't care who's watching and who's not. What's important to me is the person that needs to hear the message that I'm sharing is watching. And if anybody else wants to make fun of me or think it's cringe or think that I'm trying to be an influencer, no. I really don't care what they think. But either way, I deleted my social media and I like created this new Instagram account because I just wanted to share to the people that wanted to listen, to the people that were there because they wanted to support me. And I don't even think I had 200 followers when I won the NAMM title. I was just me. I was just sharing to whoever listened, and honestly, a lot of days it was like 3 people. But that didn't matter to me because I was sharing to somebody who needed to hear it. And I went private after everything happened. I kept the Salavima Instagram up, but I put my personal account on private, and I had so many follower requests, and I went through literally every single one of them. I kept my account on private for a few more days, and then I went public because what's a private account gonna do? My life's already been put out there for everybody to see. But either way, I didn't even have 200 followers. I was quite literally, I'm not gonna say nobody, but I was not really making this splash on social media. So to go from that to being the number one topic everybody's talking about, actually, I was number 10. I was number 10 trending on Twitter, which is still insane to me. But nonetheless, that was weird. That was really, really weird. And I know now that a year ago, I would have been so grateful to have even 1,000 followers. And now I have, I think, like, somewhere over 2,000, somewhere in the 2,000 range on my personal account. And a year ago, Sarah would have been so freaking proud and excited to have that audience. And I think I owe it to her to tell her that, like, no matter what we're going to go through, we're not going to give up, and we're going to still share the things that she's passionate about and the things that now I'm passionate about because of some of the things I went through. A lot of people don't know, but I've done a lot behind the scenes for advocating for digital safety and, you know, kind of what you need to do when you're cyberbullied. I've done multiple workshops with national queens for many systems, even state and local title holders, you know, giving them the tools and the resources needed to be safe online. Because the truth is, as wonderful as pageants are, there's always going to be those jerks that want to tear you down just because you're competing in a pageant. And it's so weird. And we will get so much into this, so I'm trying not to share too much. But here's the thing that I've learned. I win the title of NAMM Miss Alabama. Everybody thinks I'm Miss Alabama and I'm going to Miss America. First of all, didn't claim that. Never wanted to be that. If I wanted to be Miss Alabama that goes to Miss America, I would have competed in that system. But no, NAMM has my heart and it always will. But because I wasn't the typical standard of beauty, I got torn down. And there's that one side that, you know, and I'm going to be honest, it's usually the men, but there's some women. I can think of a few, but we're not going to get into that. The men, it's like, okay, if you're a woman that tears down other women, I really question you. But that's besides the point. Usually the men that tear me down, that, you know, want to say all these things about me, that I'm not even going to repeat the things that they've said. But then there's this other group that supports me and needs to see me. I was never going to be their Miss Alabama, so to say. I didn't want to be. But I know that there's girls out there, even men that I've had reach out to me and, you know, that my story has inspired them. So I'm not going to say all men, but there's going to be that group that roots for me and cheers for me. But it's also going to be that group that says, no, absolutely not. But if you flip it around, we got this absolutely drop dead gorgeous Miss Universe. And, you know, she's kind of, I don't like to say this, but the typical standard of beauty, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, that's kind of been the standard of beauty that people have thrown out for years and years is blonde hair, blue eyes. You know, people are going to see her, and a lot of the ones that had something so negative to say to me are thinking, you know, wow, this is great, you know, whatever, cheering for her. But a lot of people are going to look at her and say, wow, pageants are so demeaning. They judge women based off their looks. Does she have any more substance besides that? And I just wish people knew that no matter what you look like, no matter what your body looks like, no matter what color hair or eyes or, you know, how tall you are, no matter any of that, pageants are such a launching pad. They grow life skills. And I truly don't think any or many, there's probably a few, but I don't think very many of us are in pageants for the simple fact of we want to be told that we're pretty and we're all this and we're all that. We just want to be judged for our looks. No, we're in these pageants for so many other reasons. For me, I never, like, people are like, oh, she entered because she thought she was pretty. No, I entered because I entered 9 years ago because I wanted to build confidence. I entered a year ago because I wanted to prove to myself that I wouldn't give up. And that's one reason it's so important to have Sincerely Sarah. It's because a year ago, my mission was to show my 17-year-old self that at 23 years old, I did not give up, that I kept going. And no matter what this mean boy said about me, that if you don't know my story, I had a very toxic on and off ex-boyfriend say that I was too fat and ugly. Good luck with those beauty pageants. So I quit because of him when I didn't place for the second year in a row. I needed to go and show 17-year-old self that, or show my 17-year-old self that what he said was so, so wrong. That is why I entered a year ago. I didn't enter to win. I entered to show my 17-year-old self that he can say those things and I don't have to win, but I have to keep going. That I can't give up something that makes me happy because of what somebody says about you. And I look back and I say, before everything happened, I could be so headstrong in that message that no matter what people say about you, you have to keep going. And that's why when the world tore me down, I kept going, because that was the reason I started in the first place, to show that people can tear you down and that's okay. Ignore them, because as long as you keep going, that's truly what matters. And I think I have lost that a little bit along the way. Not necessarily in pageants, but in the sense of like wanting to share on social media and be vulnerable and be open. So that is why I wanted to start Sincerely Sarah and show myself that at 24 years old, I now need to keep going to show 23-year-old Sarah that I kept up with what she was so passionate about. I kept going despite what people say about you. So what's next? I'm going to share a little bit more about my pageant journey and everything in between when I decide to compete again. Y'all will be the very first ones to know, but I don't plan to compete for about a year. I will probably talk about it a little bit, but I was going to compete in October and something fell through, and I just feel like it's God's way of telling me that right now there needs to be another focus. And I know that I will never be too far from the pageant industry through Crown Creative Co., which is my small business. And I know that it's something I can always go back to in a year, but nonetheless, I'm going to take a little bit of a break. So that is what's next. And also what's next is more episodes of Sincerely Sarah. You can find episodes every Saturday. I'm going to do kind of Saturday morning. That way you can sip your coffee with me and we can just sit and talk, or maybe listen on a drive, or you can listen to it Monday on your drive to work. Either way, I just feel like Saturday is kind of a fun day. So we're going to do Saturday episodes unless something changes. But again, y'all will be the very first ones to know. There's going to be so many more topics that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about confidence and social media and personal growth. We're going to talk about handling online negativity and self-care and life lessons and just kind of all of the things in between. Next week's episode is going to be more about the journey into winning my NAMM title. It's going to be more about what and why I decided to compete. Even though we talked about it a little bit today, I feel like there's so much more than what I've really spoke about on social media. So I want to share that kind of full story with y'all, and then we'll talk about what came after the online negativity, all of that, how I was able to rise above it. And I also want to give y'all tips on being able to rise above, and no matter what people say about you, just say, watch me and do it anyways. But until then, know that I am so excited to start this journey with you. I am so excited to see that everything that Sincerely Sarah turns into, I know that it's truly going to be something that is remarkable, something that is going to be game changing for not only me, but hopefully for you as well. So thank you for spending this time with me. I really hope that this space will continue to be somewhere that you can feel seen, heard, inspired, and always remember that you are capable, you're worthy, and you are never alone in any journey. Until next time, sincerely, Sarah.